got Candace as our operator today. You want me to just get rolling, Lisa?
Yeah, let's see if Ron and Jeremy are on the line also.
Yeah, Jeremy's here.
Hey, Jeremy, how you doing?
Hey, pretty awesome. How are you?
I'm pretty awesome, too. Not to brag or anything, but I'm pretty awesome.
Good.
I'm here, too. This is Ron.
Hey, Ron, you're pretty awesome, too.
Well, thank you. It's always an honor to be on with Joe and Lisa, but better get the notepaper out for these two guys on the call.
Yeah, exactly. Well, first off, it is the week of Thanksgiving, so on behalf of myself and everyone in Piranha, we want to wish everyone a very happy Thanksgiving. Hope you got the card that we sent out to all of you, and we posted close to a 90-minute video with me and my buddy Dean Graziosi on Rich Cleaner blog. So watch
Dean
that
Jackson.
Video. Who did I say?
Dean Graziosi.
Oh, it was at Dean Graziosi studio, but the interview was with me and Dean Jackson. I'm sorry. Thanks for correcting me, Lisa.
Not to do that.
All right. Well, we're gonna talk today. Let me do this first. Lisa has arranged to have some special guests. We got Richard Carpenter, Ron Osborne, and Jeremy Schamburg. Did I pronounce that right? I always say it wrong.
Close enough.
What is the proper way of saying
Shamba?
Yeah, there you go.
Shamba. Okay. Jeez. You think after all this time I'd get this right? Anyway. Lisa wrote a letter sent out to everyone, and here's what it said. And you all have a tool in front of you unless you're driving. And if you're driving around, then, you know, you were all mailed this tool. Just get to it when you get in front of it. It says, hello, coaching members. You've seen the Christmas decorations up already, and it's not even Thanksgiving yet, which means it's holiday time. And for some in the business, it means the approach of a lot of last-minute cleaning for coming company and then some for the dreaded winter slow season. The time to market to counteract a slow time is not when it's slow, but when it's busy. So let's gear things up right now. The call will be focused on cash creation during times that slow up seasonally. Quite a number of members don't experience a slow season in the winter, and others prepare for it and welcome it as the time to get all their plans in order for the new year. Whichever path you want to be on, we're covering both. We'll be covering both. And we'll have some cold weather members sharing their tips and offers to keep business flowing despite rain, sleet, and snow, or, of course, the economy. We've included a Making Business Work worksheet for you to think through before the call. Take 20 or 30 minutes to sit and really think through right now what is working well in your business right now and what is not. During tightening times, we want to maximize what is working for you and identify and fix what is not. If you have your own slow season tips you may want to share or specific questions about the topic, you can send them to Lisa at Joe Polish. Put slow season in the subject line. And here we are on the call. Now, I know that some of, as the case with most of our coaching calls, some people do the exercises beforehand. Some people forget about them and get busy and decide to do them later. But either way, you have been sent a sheet that says Making Life Work Worksheet. We'd like you to think about it in the context of your business. And there's sections for where you list 10 areas of what worked. Why did this work? What did not work? Why did this not work? And then action steps to make each working area even better, and action steps to eliminate or improve each non-working area. So this is a thinking tool, and it's just a way for you to take what it is that you've had as your business experience and identify what's working so you can leverage more of it and what's not working so you can improve it or eliminate it. And what I'd like you to do today is really listen to what our guests have to share. And, you know, take what you like and leave the rest. And so, Lisa, why don't you go ahead from this point forward, and I'll just pipe in as we go along and share my thoughts, and I'll just have you kind of talk through with Richard, Ron, and Jeremy.
All right, perfect. Thank you very much, Joe. And I want to talk a little bit about that worksheet, because whenever you're in a place where you're – I'm getting feedback now. Operator, are you on?
Are you getting feedback from me, or do you
I'm getting an echo of my own voice.
Oh wow!
I'm on. I'm trying to figure out where the echo is coming from.
Should I keep talking?
Please.
Sure.
Yep.
Yeah, you actually sound fine, Lisa. You know what's funny? And so for those of you that are listening to us, when you're talking and you're hearing your voice echo back, it's the most annoying thing. But it. Other people can't hear it, so it's just really strange.
Okay. Well, if I loved my voice, it would be a whole different thing. Actually, I don't hear it anymore. So this is a really good...
I'm going to put it back on lecture mode.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, you're set.
Thank you. So this is a really good worksheet to grab onto whenever you're at a point where you're trying to figure out what to do next. And I'm still echoing, so I'm just going to ignore myself.
Okay.
Is to sit down and actually take a look at what is working in your business right now, because a lot of times you notice only the things that are not quite working, and you don't realize that there are a lot of areas that are working in your company that just aren't on the radar. And when I'm looking at how to improve my business at any point, I like to start to see what is working and that I can maximize, because if things are working in different areas, whether it's referrals or repeat business or generating new business, I ask myself how I can enhance that and make those results even stronger. And then the areas that are not working, to minimize those or try to fix them. But it's a good confidence builder for me always, because I consciously recognize some of the things that are working in the company and acknowledge them. And a lot of times you don't notice them when they're working right. So it's just a good confidence builder to go through that exercise, and it's a good place to start. So what we wanted to do with this specific call is talk about speeding up the slow season. Some people slow down because of weather. Economy right now, some people are having a really busy time and other people are not. But again, if you start and take a look at what is working in your company and get your resources focused on enhancing those areas so that they work better for you, you can counteract and speed up that slow season. And we've had some creative ideas and suggestions from some members, and I chose three specifically that I wanted to come on this call with Joe and I because we've had some discussions and some interactions back and forth, and I just think that they are wonderful people to be getting some specific success strategies and just get their insight from three different people in three different locations with three different types of businesses, just to share what they do so that everybody can learn from them. So I'm encouraging everyone to take a lot of notes. And I want to start first with Richard, because I know Richard's got a shorter timeline with us today. And Richard had sent us a copy of a flyer that he was using this season. And let's see. And I'm going to read from this that right from – or actually, Richard, are you there or are you muted?
I'm here.
All right, Richard.
I think I'm here.
Yeah, you're here. I can hear you. Let's talk a little bit about this flyer. But before we talk about the flyer, can you give a little bit of information about yourself? Richard's a Platinum member, just as Jeremy and Ron are. And talk a little bit about where you're located and how long you've been in business and what kind of services you offer. And talk a little bit about your slow season and this campaign that you shared with us. Is that enough to remember?
We're in Durango, Colorado, which is up in the mountains at about 6,500 feet, and our service area goes up to 8 or 10,000 feet, some of it. So for us, we've got three vans. We do carpet, upholstery, stone, tile, and grout cleaning in home, and then we also do area rug cleaning in plant, which is where one of the things that I've been really trying to grow aggressively this year. And so for us, the slow season is primarily our slowest months of the year, February and March. February is the slowest. March is the second slowest. We actually had a good January the last couple of years, and I attribute that to the flyers that I sent out, partly to the flyers that I sent out right at the beginning of January, right after New Year's. I think I got them out like January 2nd or something. And I don't know if those are the ones you're referencing or if you're referencing the Thanksgiving one that I just posted.
Actually, both of them, because last winter you sent us a copy of your flyer you were using. The headline was Local Carpet Cleaner Vows to Fight Unemployment. Keeping cleaning green offers every third room free through January. And this was a flyer that I believe you've uploaded onto Piranha Central. And and so this was the one that you used last year, and then you sent me another version of a flyer that was your Thanksgiving offer that says, "Wouldn't you love to have like new carpet, tile, or stone at a mere fraction of the price and without the hassle of replacement?"
So that actually is working very well right now also.
Have you uploaded that on Piranha Central?
I have, yes. That's on Piranha Central, too. And that one came out of the whole, again, sometimes it's not so much about even what you learn at the conference or at the meetings. It's about the mindset you get into while you're there, carrying over for a little while, and you just look at things a little bit differently. And more than once people have talked to me about, you know, well, this downturn should actually be good for you because people are going to replace or going to clean instead of replacing. So mm-hmm. I basically decided to write a piece that addressed that particular possibility that maybe somebody's reading it that was thinking about replacing their stuff and they've decided to hold off a little while and see. And I thought to myself, well, let's put as many good positive spins on not replacing it and cleaning it instead as we can. And then I had the fundraising aspect of it also. We're raising money for one of the local nonprofits.
Hey, Richard, can I mention something to what you're saying now also? Because you said a couple of important elements, and everyone has access to your letter because you posted it on Piranha Central. And one thing you said at the conference is that it gave you, these are my words of my interpretation of what you said, is it gave you a perspective, you know, new ways of looking at things. And I think that's one of the most important things to get out of the Rich Cleaner Conference when you attend, and also, you know, going back and watching the videos, is that it just puts you in that mindset of really thinking about your marketing and maintaining and creating that momentum. And the email that you sent to Lisa said, "Hi, Lisa, just sharing the latest juice from Durango. I came back from the Rich Cleaner, powered up and energized, referred to my notes taken during the conference, wrote this piece, set it for distribution in today's paper. It dropped today, election day, on a dreary, rainy day, and so far I've booked 2 carpet jobs, houses, not just rooms, a carpet and tile job, and a stone job already today. Oh, and one new commercial building client who wants to make the donation and try us out. On an office. I'm posting on Piranha Central. Hope all's well with you and everyone else in Phoenix." And then the letter, to talk about what you just mentioned, it said the headlines, "Wouldn't you love to have like new carpet, tile, or stone at a mere fraction of the price and without the hassle of replacement?" So, I mean, right in the headline, you've already addressed, you've given them a benefit, having like new carpet, tile, or stone at a mere fraction of the price and without, you underline without, the hassle of replacement. It goes on to say, "Hi, my name is Richard Carpenter, owner of Ultrasteam Professional Cleaning. I know times are a little tough right now. Maybe you've been eyeing the dirty carpet in the family room or the grimy tile and grout lines in the kitchen, planning to replace it soon." Now, see, what's great about the way that you wrote this copy, and Richard is, for everyone that has never met him, he's very creative, great at writing copy, just a good marketer. You've just planted that seed right in the very first paragraph. Maybe you've been eyeing the dirty carpet in the family room or the grimy tile and grout lines in the kitchen, planning to replace it soon, only to find there's less money left over than you expected, or shuddering at the thought of moving everything out and turning your life upside down. Well, even if they weren't thinking of those things, they're definitely thinking about them now because you just said it. And so while I have an alternative that will save you money and help out some less fortunate people here in our community this year, it's easy. Call our phone number and we'll show you how. And then you go on with some really great copy and a really great offer. So I just wanted to kind of get people to understand the psychology of what you're doing and how you're doing it. So having said that, anything that you would like to add to it so people can thoroughly understand what it is you're doing and why?
Yeah, I mean, the offer, just so that anybody that's interested out there can, you know, kind of crib from this too. We said that if they donated $25 to a local nonprofit that works with at-risk families this time of year, we'd give them 100 square feet of carpet cleaning free and Scotch Guard, which just helps to make the sale of Scotch Guard for the whole house that much easier if they're happy with the work. So far it's gone over well. We've raised, I think, a couple hundred dollars now for the nonprofit, and the job I'm on, actually, bringing another check back from this one for them. And, just wanted to get people, even, you know, they say it takes three, views of something for it to register with some people. And I wanted to just kind of get that out there this fall. I'm probably going to follow up. I'm probably going to use the same headline a couple more times in January and February just to see how whether it keeps on working really well. I'm kind of torn whether to do this one or the fighting unemployment one in January. But definitely I'm just in the mindset of I'm just going to go into winter with guns blazing advertising-wise and try to keep everybody busy in a positive mindset and keep busy through the winter.
Hey, have you ever tested this in an email form to your clients along with the direct mail that you're doing also?
I haven't because I'm not. This is one of the areas that I've lagged in is I've never collected emails.
Oh, okay.
We're just starting to do that, but
gotcha.
I was thinking the other day maybe I could put it on a Squidoo page or something.
Yeah, yeah. The only reason I mention that is just thinking about, you know, from a testing standpoint, because, you know, who knows what headline will work better. But the reality is even with not collecting emails, you're still doing 10 times, 100 times better marketing than almost everyone else that I see doing the same stuff.
Thanks.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's the power of a sales letter.
The other thing that I'm kind of keeping in my mindset for this winter is, and I was curious to ask you about this, Lisa, is winter, well, you're in San Diego, but I'll ask you anyway, what do you see is bad weather, is winter typically a slower season for you to clean rugs, or are people still happy to take the rugs out and have them cleaned in plant and return to them when it's dreary outside?
You know, that's a good question. I mean, we get the rush in between the holidays because they're cleaning for the holidays. So,
I'm trying to decide whether I should really hammer it for rugs in, like, maybe February or something and just try to maximize my implant work at that time.
Mm-hmm. Well, the other thing, too, could be to offer a holiday special and then give them an offer in case there's any spills or anything during the holidays to clean it again. We've done that before where we've done second cleanings at a fraction of the price so that if they're trying to wonder, do I have it cleaned before the party or what if it all gets dirty during the party, I give them an opportunity to do both.
Yeah, that's one of the offers, my February offer that I make every year is that if you have us clean and protect the carpet, then we'll give you one free cleaning within 60 days. To help with mud season, one free clip traffic area cleaning within 60 days.
That's a perfect idea.
That always goes over really well. A third to half of our February work is people who specifically saw that offer either in the newsletter or on a flyer and wanted it, and say to me, I mean, I have one lady who waits until February each year to get this and specifically say to me, this is such a great idea, and because I really want it clean in the wintertime, I just don't want to have to live with, you know, it being tracked up if somebody does in March.
Now, how many of those do you think you end up cleaning again on specifically that offer where they do send it in a second time?
First year, it was a really low percentage. Last year, it was kind of higher, and last year was a really bad winter, too. But I would still say it's no more than about 30% reclean, and then we sometimes pick up extra work on the reclean as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, I mean, I think the fear of somebody would be, well, what? I can't, you know, I'm going to end up cleaning all these again, and
You're certainly not going to do all of them again.
Yeah.
Like I said, I think the first year we did maybe 20%, and last year it was maybe 30%. But, and again, about half of them will wind up doing something additional. They'll either put Scotch Guard, or they'll have some upholstery they want done, or they have an extra room that we didn't do last time that we'll be wanting done.
Do you have a past flyer that specifically offered that offer we just talked about?
I believe I have it posted on Piranha Central, actually.
Okay, I'm going to track that down.
Check, and if not, then I've got it on the computer somewhere, and I'll send it to you.
Yeah, because that's a great idea. I think that everybody could mold that to use in their own company. That's a great idea. Well, I appreciate what's that?
I know. In fact, I'm pretty certain that there is one on there. Search for mud season, and you'll find it because that was in the headline.
Mud season. That's almost like election
like
time.
How to beat mud season or something like that.
Okay. Awesome. Well, thank you. I know that you've got a tight timeline there, so I appreciate you letting me dominate the beginning of the call with you. And
No problem. If you guys can just mute me out, I'm going to go back to working, but I'll just keep the phone on my ear for the rest of the call.
I believe it's star 5 or star 6 to personally mute out, Joe.
Well, I was trying to. I did that earlier, and it apparently didn't work because the operator came on and muted me out.
Okay.
I think I tried star 5. Is it star 6?
It's star 5, Ron?
Star 6.
Star
I
five?
Muted myself just in case because I was on cell phone.
Star 6.
It. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. It's star 6, Richard. If we hear you, we'll have you booted. So thank you, Richard. And, Ron, since you spoke up, I'm going to pull you on the call now.
That's fine.
See what happens?
I don't know. I'm ready to go. So.
I know you're ready to go. We were talking a couple weeks ago about slow season, and I asked you to come on the call and share some of what you do as you roll around to your weather-affected seasonal ups and downs. I assume everybody knows you, but I want to have you just talk a little bit about where you're located. And for anyone who doesn't know Ron Osborne, he's one of our past Better Your Best winners, drives the Land Rover. And talk a little bit about your company and where you're located and what services you offer, and then let's talk a little bit about what you do for slow season.
Okay. I'm in north central Idaho. It's called Lewiston, and it's right on the Washington border, so it's the Lewiston-Clarkston Valley. Clarkston's in Washington. About 50,000 population where I'm at. 30-mile radius, there's a couple of college towns, so within, 30, 40-mile radius, we can envelop about 150,000 that we can technically market to. Our main focus is location right in our valley. Business for quite a while. Started as a janitorial service with my father. July 99 expanded into carpet cleaning and started a little bit of restoration. Just starting my sixth year of being in platinum, I believe it's my sixth year. And really, for me, the main things that we do is, number one, as I've been taught properly, is I need to start about myself thinking about it, 7-8 months ago before it rolls around to this, because I kind of do two-pronged on that to where the no-brainer, which is in Piranha Marketing, to do the six-month cleaning. And then sitting here thinking about it, I probably need to talk to you about one that I developed through another five-day program that I actually use also in conjunction. One is a monthly payment schedule, and one's paid at the 6 months when you do the cleanings.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd have to talk to you about converting that into Piranha so we didn't have any problems with that. But so those are the two things that I do prior to when I have a good season and I'm busy and I'm doing the cleanings for my clientele. I want to get them on the 6 months because in the summertime months, 6 months is typically our slow season because we do have that. Once it's not rainy like Seattle and that, but we get a lot of clouds and it will get a little bit cooler and it will kind of get mushy out and around, so people say, oh, it's... There's some slush or it might rain, so I don't really want to have it done. But I like the comment earlier about the yuppie cleaning because that really fits in exactly with both the no-brainer and the other program that I do is that six-month cleaning is a traffic lane. So
mm-hmm.
That's one of the main things that we focus on and try to use as we close sales and do the job during the good times to say, how would you like to have this same experience in 6 months and try to get them signed up for maintenance plans. Then the other thing, I know our main focus that we do is newsletter, and over the years tracking which insert functions the best for us, I've always narrowed it down to the every third room free, and we use the holiday cleanings that you send out newsletter-wise. Those work really well for us. So people, if I get my carpet clean now, as you mentioned, we'll come back and remove spots, or someone that, you know, you had a party and a little, you know, give them the little guarantee that you'll come back and still keep it pretty after the holiday. That works for us, but then the, as they were saying, I think it was Richard, it was February and March for him, and usually January and February are more slower for us, and that every third room free I use through the newsletter, and I found that doing the half-month postcard really is beneficial. So my focus during slow season is my client list, direct marketing to them with newsletter, with the postcard from the newsletter. You can even throw in, you know, misuse and a variety of things depending, but I found that the third room free works really well. Plus, if you're working and creating the experience properly during the your good season, then you're going to be getting people signed up for maintenance contracts, and in that 6 months when you're slow, you're going to be having already scheduled business waiting for you. So that's our main strategy for what we do.
So you're tapping your house list, you're getting new business through referrals, you're concentrating on putting people into your maintenance program. You're not only just sending the newsletter, you're sending the postcard that's included with the newsletter.
Right.
When everybody that's on the line that has the client newsletter, which actually should be just absolutely everybody on the line because it's part of your gold and platinum memberships, there's always a template in there for a postcard that's based on that same insert offer that's in that monthly issue, so that you can have a sequential mailing so that you're actually tapping them twice a month on that same offer. And then you're also coupling that with other campaigns, which is kind of the big gist of when we're talking about speeding up your slow season, that it's taking everything that works on its own, combining it together, and just enhancing it all and hitting your list multiple times, especially in this day when everybody's so distracted. Sometimes you might pay attention to it one time of the month more than the other.
Right. Yeah, 'cause we've definitely found that not sending out the postcard made a difference on the responses. And it definitely makes it so that the vans are busy and the guys are working. Plus, it, you know, scheduling, it's easy enough to give them holidays off and keep the, you know, good techs happy. I mean, that's the main focus. And, of course, you want to see some profit in slow season, too. And, as a matter of fact, if you are working it right, you actually can have some of your better months.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Anything you wanted to ask or add, Joe?
Well, no, other than I just think Ron is just a very handsome fella.
I appreciate that. You know, how can you argue with that?
Exactly. I mean, what possibly more could I even say about any of the, you know, I mean, there's really, there's, that was the last word.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Ron.
No, thank you, Ron. I appreciate it. Well, you're going to hang out the whole time, right, Ron?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, good. So what I want to do, Lisa, is give everyone that's on the line an opportunity to do Q&A, you know, to Ron, and I don't probably.
Well, I'm going to chat with Jeremy, but everybody that's on the line, if you have some questions right now, you can hit *0 and get into the queue so that Candace can take your question, take your name, and we'll start collecting the questions now. Jeremy, you there?
Yep, I'm here.
Awesome. Thank you for being on the call today.
Hey, no problem.
I contacted you because you sent me an email with some of your top producing strategies. Mm-hmm. Talk a little bit about where you're located and how long you've been in business, what services you offer, and when your slow season is.
I'm smack dab in the middle of Ohio. Mansfield's the town. It's relatively pretty small. We've been in business for 24 years. I know I don't look that old. It's 'cause
you started when you were 2, right?
I started when I was 11. Dad's the one that first started the business, and then he retired about 10 years ago. So it was a great summertime job. Paid for my college, and then that turned out to be worthless.
Hey, I'm in the same boat with you.
I got a B in marketing, though, so I think I did a little better.
Yeah, exactly.
I started with a business degree, and then I switched over to, I actually have a fish and wildlife degree, too, and then went right back to business. So, actually, I just went where there was more money. But So our slow season is normally February is our slowest month, and then January's second slowest. But we started on our slow season, just like Ron said, usually last year we started 6 months ahead of time with our no-brainer program. In July, I really started pushing it about as hard as I could. I think we went in last summer or last winter with 12 jobs already on the books before we even hit the slow season with the no-brainer.
So when you're going out to do that six-month service, then you're making other offers for additional services to...
Yeah. Some of them, actually, we were just talking about one in the office yesterday. We went to do last winter a 200 job, and it turned out to be $1,200 because she ended up throwing in furniture and tile and grout. And we do carpet upholstery, stone tile and grout, and we also just took on dustless hardwood refinishing early this year, and I think it was February.
How long have you been doing hard surfaces?
Since February.
So you just started doing hard surfaces, so it's been about not quite even a year.
Right.
And how much of a percentage of the work that you're doing would you say revenue coming in is on your hard surfaces versus your soft right now?
Right now we're at about 10%.
Okay.
For whatever reason, our hardwood, I know exactly why the reason. The hardwood floor, actually, I posted some stuff on the web, and that just actually went through the roof.
Mm-hmm.
We were doing one a week to two a week, and I'm 3 weeks behind.
Oh, really?
From two little postings on the Internet. That's all I did.
Just for specifically hardwood?
Right. That's a whole nother truck. That's
yeah, well, I know in San Diego, I only had one company that I had as a referral that did hardwood, and a lot of my clients that have nice rugs are putting them on hardwood floors, and so he was getting all of my referrals and making really good money at it.
Right.
That's interesting. No, I was just curious. That's why I asked you. I know a lot of people are diversifying into tile and stone and also hardwood, and I was curious in that short period of time, how much of that overall business has already been hard versus soft.
I want to actually get a balsa wood floor, so I have to tiptoe everywhere.
That's very funny there, Joe.
It really wasn't, but I figured I would just say that.
So this email you sent me, Jeremy, it says, "Hi, Lisa. Last winter was kick butt for us. Our newsletter, Five Arounds and Pink Flyers, had worked really great for us all summer long. We were sending out 1,000 pink flyers a month and 250 five arounds a week. As soon as December 15th came around, we sent out the newsletter insert as an oversized postcard in the middle of the month. Plus, we started sending out 500 five arounds a week and 1,000 pink flyers a week. These three things were our top producers, so we just did more of what worked. We had a 500% increase last winter." So you did exactly what I had mentioned before, which is identify what's working in your business, and you just, turbocharged what you were doing. And is that what you're planning on doing this winter?
Yeah. Actually, we started November 1st. We just doubled and tripled everything. Our five arounds, we just started doing 500 a week. They work, and we know they work. We just upped them. Same thing with the pink flyer. Our pink flyer I think we've saturated the market pretty good with our pink flyer because the numbers they're still working and they're still worth sending out. They're just going a little bit farther down and a little bit farther down. I'm still dipping in the well, but I think it's close to being finished.
Mm-hmm.
But with that, our news journal inserts, we did a couple last summer that worked really well for us. So we started doing those once a month, and those have doing really, really well.
When you're saying you're doing 500 five arounds a week, tell me what that means. Is that so you're literally not doing just five arounds, you're doing more than that?
Right. We'll hit the whole entire road.
Okay.
And sometimes the whole entire neighborhood.
So it's probably 20 around or
right,
more.
Right.
Yeah.
Those are actually mailed. We have a CD where I can type in your address and I can get everybody, I can get everyone that lives on your road, their wealth rating, where they live, their address, their phone number. So all I have to do is take everyone that lives on that road that we want to do business in that area, and it prints out right on our five around.
And are you sending them a sales letter? Are you sending them a postcard? What are you sending?
It's an oversized orange postcard.
And is it referencing the person you cleaned for, or you just, is it a,
no.
Your neighbor just came clean?
Right, yeah, another one of your neighbors just came clean, and it has my picture on it.
Perfect.
And then we do send out another five around. If we get a testimonial, we'll do a
mm-hmm.
five around, and we'll put their testimonial. I think it's called Friend Neighbor. I got it off of Piranha Central. And
okay.
We'll actually put their testimonial in there. And then send those to the five arounds. But those are actually only fives. We don't send those to the whole entire street.
Got it.
Hey, Jeremy, for everyone listening, if you could only rely on one thing that you'd recommend that people use to generate business right now, what would that be?
The newsletter.
The newsletter, okay.
Yeah, and like Ron said, we started doing the oversized postcard, too, as a follow-up right in the middle of the month. And we don't do it in the summer, but all through winter. And then the first of the month, just January and February, we always do a voice blast with the newsletter, just letting them know that it's on its way, and here's your opportunity to win movie tickets.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that always helps. I don't want to do a voice blast every month because I'm afraid of annoying people. But but January and February, I explain to them, you know, this is the easiest time to get on the schedule. We're usually only a couple days behind instead of a couple weeks.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
You know, one thing I'm gonna share. Like I shot a video of this earlier, which I'll post on Rich Cleaner blog, so everyone can actually see the video. So you can check it out. It should be up there tonight. But when my house was cleaned today, the house cleaner left a flyer that said, give the gift of a clean home, introducing gift certificates from the Cleaning Authority. It's a franchise. It's a company I use. And it says, call blah, blah, blah today to order yours, the perfect gifts for Thanksgiving, Christmas, Hanukkah, New Year's, Valentine's Day, Mother's and Father's Day. And then it's a little picture of a gift certificate. Life's too short to clean your own carpet. A gift certificate's been purchased. Please contact the Cleaning Authority to schedule a walkthrough, and we'll explain our detailed clean rotation system and determine your cleaning needs. So they have their own system, kind of like a carpet audit for carpet cleaning. This is for house cleaning. And then call us for scheduling options. And it's just a little gift certificate. So everything that everyone knows as a Piranha member, of everything from free rooms of cleaning to a newsletter subscription to movie tickets to, you know, you whatever, the bottom line is the most important thing is to simply just ask. You know, asking people to think about referring you, think about giving you a testimonial, think about, you know, sharing a free room certificate or whatever with a friend. It's just, are you doing anything to proactively initiate more business? And everyone can always look for areas where they're just not communicating things that could generate more business. So if you're in need for more business, then do the little things we're talking about here and interweave it with direct response marketing, and you've got the best that you can do. So, Lisa, and anything, go, I'll throw the ball back in your court.
I was going to point out one more offer that we actually had sent in, a member had sent in to us, and I had mentioned this on an Elf Can Do call with the Platinum Group a couple calls ago. And he had taken the every third room free offer, which is a pretty staple Piranha offer that's used during the slower seasons, and had put the spin of the economic bailout as his headline. So his postcard was Twins Economic Recovery Plan, Don't Wait for the Government, We'll Help You Now. And he goes into every third room free carpet cleaning. It's Twins Economic Recovery Plan. He was running this offer through Election Day, and it says, we at Twins are not going to wait for the government to vote some relief for our customers. We're acting right now. You have through Election Day to get some real savings on carpet cleaning. Have your entire house cleaned and receive more free rooms. don't wait too long to call, as we might get really busy. We don't want you to miss out. And it was just a cute hook on an offer that he's used every year during the slower months. And he just put that little twist on it. And I talked with him about it, Greg, and he had just was telling me how well it was being received and how busy they were getting from it. And it's just a great way to take something that's a negative out in the marketplace and do exactly what Richard had done with his flyers, which is put a little spin on it to take a negative and create a positive out of it. And it was just a clever little idea I wanted to share with everyone. And if anyone wants a copy of that postcard, actually, I'll go ahead and upload it up on Piranha Central. I don't have a scan of it, but it's a pretty simplistic layout that can be easily modeled. Thank you, Jeremy, very much for sharing that. So let's
Anything else that you guys want to say before we unmute the lines, Ron or Jeremy?
We started collecting emails early in the spring, and that we've only done it once. We had one Friday 3 weeks ago, and for whatever reason, there was going to be something wrong with that Friday. We couldn't get anybody to want a Friday. And we only had, I've collected almost 300 throughout the summer, and I sent an email out to, it gave them the same offer that was in the newsletter. I think it was like $35 off their carpet cleaning. And we ended up getting 17 responses just from the email. It didn't cost me anything. So
that's great.
17 responses didn't cost you anything. That would be a good evidence as why people should think about collecting emails and sending emails out. If nothing else, you know, the cost is exorbitant.
Right. So I definitely plan on using those all winter long. So,
awesome.
I mean, I'm sure this winter is going to be way better than last winter.
That's
I love hearing
hear.
That because, you know, you ask the average American right now, is this winter going to be better than last? They're going to say no. And, you know, it's because you're prepared.
Right. Exactly.
And, you know, the Warren Buffett quote, which is, it's not until the tide goes down that you find out who was swimming naked and who wasn't. So don't swim naked. That's the whole point behind this call and everything that we're sharing with you, Piranha Marketing. And one of the reasons why, you know, because people, they always try to skimp in areas or save in areas where it causes more damage than it doubling up or increasing their efforts. I mean, Lisa, you talk about the Wrigley's gum example in whenever that was, the 1900s, what's that example?
Well, that was in the Great Depression. That at that time, everybody in business was rolling back all their expenses and doing essentially what a lot of businesses right now in the economy are doing is they're dead set that it's only going to get worse. And so their way to protect is to pull back. And during the Great Depression, the owner of Wrigley's gum quadrupled his marketing budget at that time because he saw that everybody else was rolling back, and he saw that as an opportunity to dominate. And at the other side of it, he was number one in his industry because of it. And it's interesting you bring that up because I just had a email to me from about writing an article, and the focus of the article was 10 strategies to make your company lean and mean in a worsening economy, and he wants me to focus on some strategies for cutting back and maximizing profit by cutting back. And my response back to him was that we have a philosophical difference here because when I see that things are starting to slow down, I see the opportunities of how I can invest more and create opportunities out of that situation rather than running scared and saying, well, okay, I have to cut everything and hunker down in my little corner here and just wait for it to roll over. So my thing is, no, you jump out, you create more opportunity. You don't, you know, it's the difference between playing to win and playing to not lose. And that's just a psychological and mindset difference between the way Piranha members operate their businesses versus what most of this industry does, which is get into paralysis and just create the reality that they're complaining about. They're creating a self-fulfilling prophecy by sitting there and saying, oh my God, it's only going to get worse, and they create exactly the what they're most scared of.
And the thing is it does get worse for a lot of people that you look around. When you look around, things are bad for a lot of people. And the thing is, yeah, it's bad for a lot of people, but does it need to be bad for you? And if it's bad for other people or lots of people or the majority of the people, do you need to exist in that majority? Are there things that you can do to create value? Are there things you can do to market value? Are there things that you can do to keep your confidence at a high enough level so that you can perform in areas and in places and in situations and in times where other people simply cannot perform? And, you know, I mean, I've been posting videos and stuff on the Clean Facts and ICS bulletin boards because I've been doing a whole strategic thing in the industry with positioning and stuff. And, you know, I was reading some comment on a post where someone was writing, oh, you know, don't waste your money on these marketing seminars and everything right now. You know, utilize that money in better ways that you can spend it on other things. And I'm like thinking, what an idiotic comment, because it's like saying, oh, make sure that you don't do anything that might put you in a state of high confidence because, you know, God forbid, you know, that might actually affect your ability to run and produce a better business and have higher skills and capabilities. And I'm just, you know, but let people believe that everything sucks. I mean, it doesn't have to suck for you. As a matter of fact, you can flourish. You can do extraordinarily well when, you know, people are doing extraordinarily bad, as long as you can provide value to other people. I mean, that's the only thing that ever makes, you know, a difference, is solving problems and getting paid for it so you can continue to solve more problems and continue to get paid for it.
There's also another opportunity here when things are so negative out there, of the fact that if you're the one positive person in a circle, or the one that's continually exuding the confidence and focusing on the opportunities, that's extremely attractive, and you will create opportunities just by having that high level of confidence and just insisting on not falling into the misery loves company crowd. And we were in Chicago a couple weeks ago at Strategic Coach, Joe, you and I, and that, we had a lot of that kind of conversation, that our biggest responsibility as entrepreneurs in this type of climate is to set an example for others and to really protect and build our own personal confidence and help build the confidence in others, because it's going to be really easy to get into that negative spiral and create a worse situation than it's really out there. And the fact of the matter is, a lot of people that we know are doing really well right now because they're closing off what's on the outside, and they're just focusing in very sharply on what can I do now, what can I implement in order to make this different for me.
Yeah, exactly. You know, or the other option is you can always go watch another Michael Moore movie where he identifies everything that's going wrong but offers zero solutions on what the hell to do about it, to continue to instill, you know, fear and resentment towards the quote-unquote capitalist and, you know, all the other forces of society that actually create a lot of good for the world. Okay, let me get off my soapbox here and talk more about marketing strategies. You want to open it up for questions, Lisa, or you want to
share? Yes, I do. Let's see if anyone has any questions. Again, you hit star zero and get into the queue. Candace, do we have any questions?
Yes, we do. Our first question comes from Joe. Joe, please state your question.
I love this name. It's what a fabulous name.
Hi, Lisa and Joe. Joe Gradwell. I'm in Michigan, cold weather place. This is actually a question for Jeremy. A couple of things. He was talking about the fiber out or the fiber rounds. I was used to do the ones with Ridge Cleaner tools, and since they're no longer around, what kind of software, Jeremy, do you use for the to collect those names on the street? And also the email. What kind, do you use Outlook for that? The email to send those out to your clients.
Yeah, right now I just use Outlook. The software I use is called, it goes by several different names. Mine's called Dickman Directories. It's the same thing as Haynes Directory. I would just do a Google search on Haynes Directory or Dickman Directory. I know it's not available all over the United States, I've talked to a couple other Piranha members, but I mean, it only costs $130 a year for a county, and I mean, you can make that back your very first mailing easily.
All right.
I probably made $100.
The other thing too is I was looking after Richard's those flyers there on Piranha Central. Looks like most of that is geared for the platinum. Is there any way that the gold can have access to some of those flyers?
Yes, yeah, I'll make that adjustment. Sometimes when we do uploads, not a lot of people know that you have to click if you want to make that available to other levels. So I'll have Gina adjust that.
That'd be great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
I was going to bring up also the printing company that's putting up the new print portal for Piranha members, Studio Tools. That looks like it's going to launch second week in December. They have that ability to do remote mailing so that if you plug in a particular address and put in the demographics that you're looking for, homeowner, certain income level, or, you know, blah, 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 if it's just a distance radius, they can pull names in those areas, so that service will be available through them.
Yeah, and also we retain the name Rich Cleaner. We have the website Rich Cleaner Tools. Market Partners was the company, and like we had explained at the conference and the communications that we've sent out to everyone that Lisa's emailed, there had been a change of ownership several times throughout the year, and they were just not able to sustain themselves. And like I'd mentioned at the conference, did everything I could to try to hopefully alleviate whatever issues people have had. We've lost several hundred thousand dollars as a result of that situation, and of course we feel terrible about it, and it really is a drag, but we're working as hard as we can to offer alternatives and better services. And we even did everything we could in the beginning, at least that I could think of, to have avoided a situation that still ended up being a bad situation in a lot of ways. So we do our best to try to turn lemons into lemonade, and like Lisa just mentioned, we will have this other service, which many of you have met Andy from Studio Tools and stuff, so we'll let you know when that is available. I don't know if we'll continue to use the site Rich Cleaner Tools or start using any point in the near future, because we don't want people to have a bad stigma with it, although, I did retain the name. But it wasn't, the company was not Rich Cleaner Tools. It was Market Partners. So,
right.
All right,
okay.
Lisa. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Thank you very much, Joe. No, you've answered the questions. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
Jeremy, did you have anything else you wanted to add?
No, that was it.
Okay, perfect. Candace, do we have any more questions?
Yes, our next question comes from Ron. Ron, please state your question.
Hi, my question is Ron Clausen here from Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. I run a painting business, Integrity Painting and Decorating, and I've just tried the free Room of Trim Painting promotion here in my area, and I've gotten a response of so far four from 1,150 that I sent out. And the question I have is, when I went to do these the paint audit, I sort of transformed it from a carpet audit.
Right.
I did it, and where I found it, I think it broke down was in the scheduling. I guess I went there, I did the carpet audit, the paint audit, I gave them a price on, what it was they wanted. And then in the case of one, for example, where they didn't want some trim done, they wanted some walls painted, so I gave them a free room of painting. But I am having problems going from the step of doing the audit and doing the actual quote and then actually scheduling the free thing in. I'm wondering if I'm doing something wrong or if you have any suggestions.
Well, no, it's an interesting question, and for one, I congratulate you on even doing that. seriously, just even making the stretch and taking the concept and applying it and tweaking it, you're now in the R&D stages, is trying to figure out what's the best way to work it. Because you'd be surprised at how many people that are in carpet cleaning that are clients of ours that we can't even get them to do it with all the stuff that's written exactly for them. So the fact that you're doing this is shows a lot of initiative and a lot of, you know, just creativity in putting it into there. So I guess what I would look at is, the point is that with the free room of carpet cleaning, and the way that I've structured it came out of testing many different things from, you know, doing, you know, a demonstration in the middle of the carpet and leaving, you know, a clean area to, you know, how big of a room should we give away for free. What you're looking for is an irresistible offer. You know, what is an irresistible offer that will let people get something, some value that will instill reciprocity and allow them to demonstrate the quality of your work? I don't know if that, in your case, is a free trim. I don't know if it's a free wall. I mean, you know, there's other things, being in the painting business, that you could probably offer people as a way to just get in and do a painting audit. Because the main thing that you want to do, and in some cases it might simply be testing, you know, I'm going to give you a painting audit and, you know, a free painting that they're going to hang on their wall. I mean, heck, I don't know. But, you know, if you had to think of what would be the most likely demonstration or thing that you could do in the home, for one, to get them to call you and say, I want it, and two, once you're there, to be able to put on a show that would impress them and instill reciprocity and give you an opportunity to sell them into additional painting, what would that be? Do you think that still would be the free trim?
Well, I guess the idea is you want to show them the difference of what you can do for them, you know, in your service, right?
Yes, absolutely.
So probably the biggest difference that I could show them would be probably walls versus trim. Because walls make such a big, you know, that makes a bigger statement than trim.
Absolutely. And in your particular case, because I believe the set, and again, I'm ignorant in this area. I know very little about painting. I would imagine setting up to paint a wall that, let's say, is a, you know, in a 100-square-foot room that's perfectly square, how much would one of those walls, how much time would it take you to do that right?
Oh, not much time. Like, I mean, you could paint a room. I mean, I guess the other question I had was, when you do a carpet free carpet audit, and you go in and do that free room, do you move all the furniture?
Or you that depends on the person. You know, in some cases you do, in other cases you don't. I mean, I typically would not choose rooms where I'm having to do a tremendous amount of moving the furniture. Here, let me explain my psychology going to the very beginning of when I first started doing free rooms of cleaning. Because, I mean, you know, everyone's like, well, what do you do if it's 220 square feet? Or, you know, because I would always give one free room up to 200 square feet. And nobody wants to hear about the labor pains. They only want to see the baby. And before I settled on 200 square feet as the ideal thing, I had tested dozens of variations. I mean, I worked really, really hard for a long time to finally figure out not only what's the right offer and how it worked for me, but also have the right sales copy, the right presentation, calling it a carpet audit. I mean, I didn't have any of that stuff in the very beginning. I invented all of this stuff. So, you know, in your case, you're kind of in the invention stage. And I settled on 200 square feet because one room up to 200 square feet. If it was 100 square feet, that's the deal. If it was a 220 square foot room, occasionally I would do it if I just had, you know, the sense that it would lead to other stuff and things like that. But if someone wanted, you know, a 500 square foot room or whatever, I typically would not do it. The point is not to go in and just provide your whole darn service for free. The point is to give them a legitimate value that is pretty darn good. I mean, you know, painting a wall for somebody, or cleaning a room of carpet is a pretty good deal considering there's no cost or obligation to buy anything else. But you're doing that because, for one, you want to create enough value so that it lets them see what it is you're doing, and it also instills reciprocity, because the emotional, you know, hot button that you're wanting to engage is reciprocity. You want people to feel that, wow, this person came into my home, they provided a portion of a service that I was interested in, and, you know, it's not a cheesy little, like, you know, here's a tiny little patch of carpet. They're like, you know, really cleaning carpet. So in your particular case, I would think of, you know, what would someone say to themselves? Man, you know, this painter came in and painted my wall, and it looks pretty darn good. Let's have him do the rest of it. I mean, that's what you need to accomplish. And if that's done with trim, then, you know, get the trim presentation down. If it's better done with, you know, a size of a wall or a portion of a wall, you know, the deal is, if someone's going to come in and have the room painted anyway, I mean, you might say, I'll paint this much of your, you know, give them a square footage of, I'll come in and paint for free, you know, X number of square feet. And if they're going to paint the room anyway and they don't like the way that your paint looks, you know, I mean, you could paint a portion of a wall. If they're going to paint it anyway, if they don't like it, they could have the other painter paint over it. You know, but I would almost work with painting the wall that they want painted, so they can see with their very own eyes, here's what this new paint will look like. And if, you know, you say, if you like it, you know, I'll be happy to give you a quote for more. If you don't, there's, you know, no cost or obligation of any kind. And if you can't stand what I did, I'll at least completely paint, you know, this one area. But, you know, just don't put yourself in situations where someone is going to be abusive. I mean, what you're doing is you're trading time and energy and service, you know, in exchange for them saying, yeah, I like it, yeah, I don't, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And if you ask them the right Socratic questions with the carpet audit, then you're kind of gauging how the job's going to end up anyway. You know, a free room of carpet cleaning without a carpet audit doesn't really create the value that doing a free room of carpet cleaning with an education-based Socratic dialogue selling presentation will do.
The other question I have is, you know, one of the roadblocks that I'm running up against, and I don't want to monopolize this conversation, but one of the roadblocks I'm coming up against is with carpet cleaning. It's like, okay, you know what? There's no color involved, right? It's just like clean the thing.
Yeah.
Make it bright, right?
Uh-huh.
Now, with me, there's color involved, right? There's and that's one of my hang-ups, right? Is, you know, the customer has to be engaged because they have to, like, we're not going to put, in my thinking, we're not going to put a color they don't want on the wall, you know?
Well, then in this particular case, and again, you may need to really think this through, and here's the good and the bad news. The bad news is none of this is really easy in the beginning because you're doing something innovative that no one else is doing. That's the bad news. So you might have to go through, this is, you know, Thomas Edison, how many experiments do you need to do on the light bulb to figure out one that's actually going to stay lit? Now, luckily, it's not going to be that arduous for you. So the bad news is, yeah, you're going to have to go through some different variations, you're going to have to do some testing, and you're going to, you know, put yourself in situations where it's not going to be easy, it's not going to work so well. The good news is none of your competitors do this stuff. And once you get an offer that works, once you get a presentation that works, you've now created a situation where people can't easily compete with you because they don't understand the offer, let alone the psychology behind it. You know, that's why even people that are Piranha members that have all of this marketing stuff, you know, other carpet cleaners can see their ads, they can look at their website, they can read the copy, but if they're not coming to conferences, if they're not hopping on calls like this, they don't really understand the psychology behind it, and they screw it up when they go out and they try to do it. So what I would consider with you is, I think in a painting situation, the actual painting audit and going in and dialoguing with the consumer, the client, the prospect, and finding out what it is they're really looking for, and going to them and saying, you know, if you were to paint this room or this house, what needs to happen in order for you to feel like, yeah, you know, I'm happy that I did this? What color does that mean to you? What do you want to feel and experience in this room? And help them visualize what this room is going to look like for them, because in a lot of ways, you know, you're operating in a very creative art form sort of, you know, dialogue with these prospects, and it might, you know, a painting audit for you might mean bringing in a board and matching the type of paint that they want and saying, you know, here you go, let's is this in narrowing it down to whatever makes sense for them.
Yeah.
And then backing it up with a real powerful guarantee. It might simply mean just, you know, do a painting audit and just have the conversation with them and go from there. And that may instill the reciprocity that you need for them to say, yeah, let's do it. But, you know, if possible, you can slap up any paint on the wall. I would do it, because that just is going to, you know, that's just going to solidify the chances of them using you that much further. But, you know, don't kill yourself trying to figure it out. You know, just really engage in the dialogue first and have them, you know, the whole point behind a carpet audit is, instead of you going in and telling the client what it is they need, it's you asking them questions about their carpet and educating them so that they understand there's a heck of a lot more to cleaning carpets than just, you know, pulling out this, you know, wand and this hose and, you know, putting it on the carpet and spraying water and solution or whatever they think is going on. I mean, you're literally creating value by asking them questions. And the more engaged a person is in questions with you, the more that they value the service that you're offering them. So the main thing is just it's all about Socratic selling. And if you want to pick up the book Socratic Selling, it would probably help you quite a bit.
Okay, yeah. Who's that by?
I'm trying to think of the author. If you just type Socratic Selling into Amazon, it'll pop up. I don't, off the top of my head, I cannot remember the author's name. I'm walking in I have so many books here, I'm trying to see if I can locate it real quick, but I don't know if I'll be able to. Yeah, without me staring at all these books, I would, just type in Socratic Selling. And,
okay.
Yeah,
I'll do that. Thanks. Thanks a lot.
Yeah,
Thank you, Ron.
Another book, by the way, to read is Influence by Robert Cialdini.
Influence,
The Psychology of Persuasion by Robert Cialdini, Cialdini is how you spell influence, and that is just will absolutely reinforce so many of the Piranha marketing strategies. I've interviewed him for Genius Network. I mean, he's a smart dude.
So is influence the psychology of selling?
Psychology of persuasion.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
They changed the name. There's many different editions of it that have come out, but you know, the main title is Influence by Robert Cialdini.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
You are welcome.
Thank you, Ron. Candace, we have any other questions?
Yes, our next question comes from Amy. Amy, please state your question.
Actually, my question was already answered, but this is Amy from Professional Carpet in Connecticut.
Hey, Amy.
What's happening, Amy?
Not much. How are you guys?
We're doing good.
Good. I was actually calling to or asking a question about the CD that Jeremy had with the names on it. But he already gave me the answer, and they don't have it in Connecticut, so I got to find something else.
I would call some of your local directories and see your Yellow Page directories and see if they offer those kind of services.
Okay, I'll try them.
Lisa?
Yes.
I have a phone number. everyone can call and annoy these people tomorrow. I have a phone number where I got my directory. So if you call that number, they might be able to give you somebody in your area.
All right.
I'll just put it on Elf.
Elf Mail?
Yeah.
All right.
Perfect. Thank you.
Sure.
Okay. So, Candace, who else do we got?
There are no further questions at this time. Ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to ask a question, please press *0.
Yeah, we'll go for a couple more minutes, and if there's no more questions, we'll go ahead and we'll end the call. And if there are, just press *0. Candace will take your name, and we will answer any questions that you may have. So, Lisa, what other famous things you have to say?
Other famous things that I have
to say? Not necessarily
say.
Famous. I would say useful. That famous might
be that proper. Just shoots it all out of the water, because I never have anything useful to say.
Yeah, I might give it. Well, by the way, I want to remind everyone that in my strategies manual, 105 strategies manual, there is a strategy on how to beat the slow season. So if you would like to read that. That'll give you some ideas on kind of how to be geared up for the slow season. You know, some of the things I have are, you know, double whatever marketing method is making you the most money. Ones that you can double. Another is emphasize referrals. Send a letter to all your clients who haven't gotten their carpets cleaned in over 12 months, such as the I Miss You letter. Things like that are always surefire ways of generating more business in the slow season. Almost everyone can do that. And, you know, if you have not done search engine optimization, go to joepolish.com/Dan and download Dan Holland's report on, you know, optimizing yourself on local search. I just got back from San Diego. Pretty interesting trip. I did an interview with on video for Genius Network with Frank Kern, who's this crazy, very bright internet marketer. And I also did another interview with a guy named Mike Koenigs, who is a creator of a thing called Traffic Geyser. And TrafficGeyser.com/polish. He's putting together videos that's going to show, I don't know if the site is set up yet, but we did it for the video, that's going to train people on how to use internet video in order to further market yourself. And then Dan Hollins flew into San Diego, and we spent all day shooting bridge gap training videos and strategies and stuff. So lots, and then I went to a party over Dave Kekich's home in Huntington Beach and hung out with Joe Sugarman and Mark Victor Hansen and Mark Joyner and all these crazy marketers. So I put together a bunch of stuff, and I'll be sharing all the things that I think are valuable and useful, including the videos and trainings. Those of you that are in platinum just are simply going to get all of that and gold as part of being a platinum and a gold member. So when we distribute those things, all of you will get those things. So. All right, Lisa, I'll give you an opportunity to say anything else. We'll check and see if there's any further questions or comments, and if not...
Well, I'd like to encourage everybody also, if they haven't had the opportunity, to go to bridgegaplittlesomething.com and utilize that service. Those of you in Gold and Platinum should have received a little something from us after the conference. We sent something to everybody who went to the conference. And they just have some great choices of just nice little gifts to send to your clients. And so if you can identify who your top clients are and your top referral sources, it's a good opportunity for you, and it's going to be well within your budget, to target some of these high-value people in your circle and send them a little something for Thanksgiving, for the holidays, just to thank them for making a good part of your year. I always try to thank my clients for just, you know, helping make work so fun, because if you have crummy clients, work's not fun, but when you have wonderful clients, it makes all the difference in the world, and it's the reason why we're all in business ultimately and hopefully.
Yeah, and, you know, just send Lisa something, and then I, you know, that'll, if you can't think of anyone to send something to, send Lisa, Gina, Eunice, Rochelle, Mickey, Casey, Daly, you know, anyone, am I missing anyone? Anyone on my team, just send them something, I don't, you know, whatever, and then at least you'll
just a little something, and then you can send a big something to Joe.
Yeah, you send me cars, money, movies, DVDs, money. If I haven't said money, send me. I really like money. Money's, you know, kind of cool, but you know, things like that.
No, it's just a good opportunity to focus on your high value parts of your company. Next month, our topic is going to be client counsel on the coaching call. We're going to be talking with a couple members who've been implementing that concept that we talked about at Rich Cleaner Conference, and go a little deep into how they're implementing it and some of the results that they're creating, and just to generate some ideas on that topic, because that is an extremely high-value strategy idea that I want to try to encourage everybody to focus on in the coming year, because it's going to be the way for them to make a profound difference in their company in 2009.
Yep, exactly. Okay, Candace, do you have anyone else that asks has a question?
Yes, our next question comes from Jeremy. Jeremy, please state your question.
Hey, Joe. Hi, Lisa.
Hey.
Jeremy Hongslow.
It's a different Jeremy. Jeremy Hongslow, yeah.
How you
hey,
doing?
I wanted to throw an idea out there that seems to work pretty well this time of year. You know, the slow season usually hits us in January and February, but that week between Christmas and New Year's really kicks off the slow season. you know, there's almost, you know, business is just dead during that week. And so what we did last year is we went to some of our, some of the large commercial jobs that we had tried to sell during the year and had not been able to close the deal. And we went to them and said, you know, look, this week between Christmas and New Year's is very slow for us, and if you'd like to schedule your cleaning during that week, we'll give you an additional 5% off of what we had originally quoted you. And anyway, it's an understandable reason for giving a discount, and it's, so I think it's more compelling. And we were actually able to schedule a couple of big jobs and made that one of our, you know, it was our best week for the month rather than the worst one.
That
awesome.
Is a great idea.
Yeah, very good, very good.
So anyway, I just thought I'd throw that out there because I'm working on that again this year for, you know, a different client that we haven't been able to close. So anyway,
so that's awesome.
I want to give that a shot.
Cool, thank
that
you so
great.
Much. Appreciate
yep.
it.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you. Okay.
How come you don't come up with good ideas like that, Joe?
I just don't have any. I'm not very bright. And, my lack of education limits me from coming up with decent marketing ideas. So thank God we have clients that can think and are creative like this. Candace, do we have anyone else?
Yes, our next question comes from Gary. Gary, please state your question.
Hey, Joe and Lisa. This is Gary Mizrahi from Washington, D.C.
Hey,
how are
Gary.
You?
We will be in Washington, D.C., for an inauguration event, believe it or not.
You will? Do you want to rent my house?
You know, we got hotels and everything, but are you renting it?
No, people are renting their houses for $10,000 and $15,000 a week.
Oh, you want to hear something sickening? The plane flights that we were getting, because I waited a day, went from $2,000 to $4,000 for the plane flights. It's ridiculous.
Wow. Well, you're welcome to my house for dinner.
Well, thank you. Yeah, we'll be at an event with my buddy Richard Rossi, who's having 15,000 kids show up for an inauguration, and he has, he has Lance Armstrong speaking, Al Gore, Colin Powell, you know, a bunch of Democrats I don't really want to talk about, and...
we rule, though.
No, I'm just messing around. I'm just trying to instill, like, some certain levels of animosity in our clientele. No, actually, I think it's going to be fascinating just to see this whole thing. Unfortunately, I probably won't be able to meet Obama or anything, but nonetheless, it'll be cool. So how's the weather in Washington?
We're a little bit colder than you guys in Phoenix.
Gotcha,
a little bit
gotcha.
Cold. We've got 50 degrees.
Wow, cool. All right, well, sorry, I'm babbling here. So what's your question?
My question is, first I'd like to say, you know, for 2 years I fought the resistance and I didn't do things the way Joe said to do them. But now as in a public forum I confess that Joe's stuff works. So is there a way I can get a copy of a carpet audit so I can watch it on TV or listen to it in a car? Just something so I could...
Oh, yeah. You know what? You can go on Piranha Central and go to the tab that
right
says ELF 123. And in there, it's all the core strategies that are kind of the fundamentals of your business that, you know, whenever anyone calls me for business advice, I always go to the, do you have these staples in your company already? Do you have package pricing? Are you doing the carpet audit? And in the section that is the carpet audit link on there, there's a link there to the carpet audit video, and you can actually watch a carpet audit process.
Okay.
And if that doesn't work for you for some reason, just give us a call, and Gina can send you the DVD of it.
Okay. Well, no, as long as I get to watch it, you know, and whatnot. Now, I was hearing you say something before to the guy that did the painting. Is part of the carpet audit where you do a demonstration right then and there as well?
Well, you know, a free room of cleaning with a carpet audit is the offer that I recommend that, you know, everyone do. We've tested, and when I say we, I'm talking like over, well over 1,000 cleaners. You know, I've been doing this for, you know, over 14 years now. Teaching it and doing it longer when I, you know, first started my carpet cleaning company. What I recommend you do is you do a carpet audit so you can gather the information about the condition of someone's carpet and give them a prescription, but you also couple it with a free room of cleaning if you can do it right there on the spot. Some Piranha members schedule the free room of cleaning at a different time than they do the carpet audit. My recommendation is if you can do it, if you can kill two birds with one stone, you do it all in one fell swoop and, you know, set it up that way, because then you not only have the client there, but you're also able to create a value and instill reciprocity, which is the whole point, and then have them, of course, want you to do additional areas. And so it's really a 1-2 punch sort of method.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
No, it does. It does.
Yeah. So I mean,
there's
you know,
to implement when you've you know, been kind of, well, this stuff I don't think is going to work, and you've been kind of second-guessing this stuff. And
hey, think about me in my first position where I had no evidence of success that any of this would work. It was just a seed of a thought in my mind, and I'm sitting reading all of these different books on marketing and psychology and selling and trying to understand human behavior and how to position and package myself differently than everyone else, with the main goal of not ever having someone be able to say to me, oh, you know, this other carpet cleaner can do this for this. I wanted to create something that was unique and different because I, you know, as much as people say competition is, you know, I like friendly competition. You know, you
right.
hear people say that. That's all a bunch of crap. Nobody likes competition. And as a matter of fact, every single person on the line, if they had their choice of having no competition or friendly competition, they would say no competition. So, you know, if people say that I like good competition, well, they're really, what they're saying is it's just I'm trying to rationalize the fact that I can't stand the fact that I have competitors. So what the hell? I might as well say it keeps me on my toes, where I'm saying, well, instead of staying on your toes, why don't you just do things that are completely different than what everyone else is doing, and you don't have any competition that way except what you, you know, the perception in the marketplace is, and that is where marketing comes in. So the marketing is what gets you hired, and then once you're there, it's what you do that differentiates you from everybody else. And so, yeah, it's a lot to implement in the beginning, but, you know, you've got proven sales letters, you've got a proven process, we got training, you got us, you know, and all of our members that are obviously validating that all of this stuff works to help you with the confidence level when you're first trying to do it. Just remember that the very first carpet audit and free room you're going to do is going to be your worst one. And the second worst one you're going to do is the second time you do it. And the third worst one you do is going to be the third time you do it. But like any other skill in life, you do it enough, you get really darn good at it. And you've already have accomplished things in your business by the mere fact that you started a business that are infinitely more difficult than doing a carpet audit and figuring out this process. But, yeah, it's difficult in the very beginning, but if it was so easy, everyone would do it. People like me would be completely unnecessary, and there would be more business than anyone could ever, you know, get. But that's not the case, so that's why it's worth it to learn how to do this, test it, tweak it, try different variations of it, make it fit for your business. But, you know, that's the best way that we know how to give you a competitive advantage so you really can eliminate competition as much as humanly possible.
Right. No, I hear you. I've, you know, just got to start trying new things, that's all.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and make it fun. I mean, make it fun. Don't put a lot of pressure on yourself to get it perfect. You know, one of the reasons that people don't implement things is that they're just such perfectionists that they, you know, God forbid, they might actually screw up or stumble their words, and, you know, they might put themselves in an embarrassing situation. And my whole thing is like, well, so what?
Yeah.
You know, it's not going to kill you. You know, as a matter of fact, you might learn a lot in the process. You might get better. You might be able to charge more money. To me, that's like fun.
They say you've got some mistakes.
Yeah, exactly. Now, I had a very wealthy guy years ago. I've said this before, but I had a very wealthy guy tell me, make a new mistake every single day. Just make sure it's a good mistake. Make sure it's a mistake that teaches you something. Make sure it's a mistake that improves your skills, your habits, and your knowledge. And, you know, if you screw up, so what? You know, you never lose unless you fail to lose the lesson. The only way that people fail is if they fail to lose the lesson. And all of the breakthroughs come out of things that don't work. The sheet that we handed out to everyone here that Lisa wrote the letter for that says making, you know, life work, what worked, what did not work, the real lessons that you'll figure out for your business are listing all the things that did not work and then applying the new knowledge that you have from these discussions and these conversations layered with what innovations that you have and then listing what worked, why did it work, and then reinforcing doing things that already work. So what I recommend everyone right now, and we'll go ahead and wrap up now, is get out the sheet that was sent over to you and do it. Just sit down and take 10, 15, 20, 30 minutes. If you spend 30 minutes on this worksheet, I guarantee you, spending 30 minutes on this worksheet, every person will identify something and things that they can do throughout this year that will pay for every single penny of gold or platinum or whatever it is that you signed up for if you actually use it as a roadmap and an action plan. This stuff will never cost you money if you use it, and so I would encourage everyone to take the time right now to do that. And what I'll do is I'll shoot a video that I'll put on the blog, Rich Cleaner blog, and I'd love to have you guys go in and watch the video I did with Dean Jackson and comment on it. You know, please let me know your thoughts of that video. I want to make sure that what we're doing with Rich Cleaner blog is you're finding it valuable. And please give us your feedback on it. I'll shoot a short video of the different promotions and campaigns that we talked about on tonight's call from Richard Carpenter, from Jeremy, and from Ron Osborne. I'll shoot some videos of the stuff that we talked about, you know, something that's maybe, you know, under 10 minutes, and I'll post it up on the blogs as a follow-up to this call. And then tomorrow we're doing a call-in day. So if anyone else has any further questions, just call in tomorrow, same time. Let me go and find the phone number unless you have it handy, Lisa.
The phone number is area code 507-726-3343. And the guest code is, let's see. The guest code is 5887 pound.
Okay, 5887 pound. That's tomorrow. So if anyone has, and that's this open Q&A, so you guys can ask me anything you want about marketing. I'd encourage you to be on the call. And I'll have a busy day tomorrow because I'm actually interviewing David Bach, the author of The Automatic Millionaire and Smart Couples Finish Rich and all that stuff. I'm interviewing him for an infomercial tomorrow for Big Future Television. So assuming that works, you'll see me all over national television next year. That's it. So we're done. Candace,
well,
do you have any other
calls? Let's see if we have any famous last words from Jeremy and Ron.
Sure, why not? Yeah, it really is just what Joe's talking about, and then the things that he's taught us is the fact of it is a mentality, the way you look at it. Have fun with it. Implement, I mean, it does, you don't have to do big, huge, creative things. Just, you know, have fun, try some of the small ideas and just do a lot of them. You know, like someone said, you don't want to move furniture around this time of year because they're decorating and that kind of thing. Fine, then clean the furniture. You know, find new ways to drum up that business, be creative with it, and have fun.
Yeah.
That's
thanks
great. Thank you. Jeremy?
Yeah, I would, I think just your energy level and the way you look at things. If you don't think it's going to work, you're absolutely right. It's not. You just have to stay positive. I just stayed positive, stay focused, and make sure, you know, if there's a roadblock, instead of going around it, just go right through it.
That's great.
Yeah, I love that. That is great. No, thank you so much. And Candace, I don't think we have any other questions, do we?
Actually, we do have a few more, but...
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
What I'll do, because I'm a really nice guy, I'll go ahead and answer them, but I'll do it really quickly. And if anyone can wait till tomorrow, or if it's a question that requires longer answering, I'll just say, hey, can we address that tomorrow, just because I know some people have to run. let's go ahead and answer real quick and go from there.
Okay, the next question comes from Rob. Rob, go ahead.
Hey, Joe, hey, Lisa, and everybody.
Hey, Rob.
Hello.
My quick question is actually twofold. One is, how often should I be mailing to my client list, my database? It seems like we've been doing an awful lot here lately, and I just don't want to, you know, really run it in the ground. And then another question I had was the consumer awareness video DVD.
Uh-huh.
Now, that is specifically for steam cleaners. Do you have one, or were you thinking of maybe making one for someone who does, like, dry cleaning?
You know, we don't have it yet, although if you want, we can allow you to use the video footage that we have if you're willing to pay our video guy to make a custom video for you. I mean, it may run you, you know, a couple grand, but if you would like it specifically made for your, you know, company, we can arrange that.
Okay.
If you wouldn't mind shooting up an email, writing up an email that I can shoot over to my video guy, that kind of explaining what you're looking for, we can kind of get an estimate from him for you, and go from there. And then
we've looked into estimate before. I know I tried to encourage a couple Piranha members who wanted a general version of it that didn't necessarily focus specifically on steam cleaning. Or something that would focus on a dry method. I know the dry guys are one company that were looking into that, and I was trying to get a few of them together to see if we might be able to pool resources and get one that could work for everybody.
Well, here's what I would say then. If there's people on the line that would like a specific one for dry cleaning that are interested in going into the group and having one created, I mean, I can have that done without, you know, this is not something where I make money off of it. I'm just saying we can have it done. If you guys want to go in and have one done as a group, we can maybe have that done. I would say if the interest is there, then go ahead and shoot an email over to lisa@joepolish.com and let us know. And if it's not, then it's not. And what I would say, Rob, is the first thing that I recommended. And so does that help?
Yes, thank you very much.
Okay, and then your question about how often should you mail your clients, a minimum once a month with a monthly client newsletter. Every 21 days is not overdoing it, and, you know, every 2 weeks in some cases is fine, although some people would hear that and be like, what, are you crazy mailing someone 24 times a year? But, yeah, it's not.
And it's making you money.
Well, I just want to say we do a monthly newsletter every month.
Uh-huh.
We've been doing, on top of that, you know, additional promotions and things like that. And it just seems like the last 3 months we've really hammered them with a lot of stuff. So,
is it working? Or are they responsive?
We are getting some response. Some was no good at all. So,
like, what do you mean?
That was just a piece or what? But
what, like, no good at all, meaning it didn't respond or they complained?
No, no complaints. We haven't gotten any complaints. The only thing we've gotten is like no response.
Yeah. Well, then you may want to look at the offers and stuff, you know, and as you're out and about, you know, talking with your clients when they call on the phone, I would simply do a little Socratic questioning and say, hey, did you get our promotion? What did you think? And then see if you can identify if it's just the offer or if it's something else.
Okay.
And in some cases, when people aren't responding, then what I'd recommend is be a little more chummy with them and infuse personality into your marketing. And, you know, kind of like what Lisa does with her rug plant, you know, just very much the whole family business atmosphere, sharing value, things like that. But as long as you're bonding with your clients, you're doing good.
Okay.
Right. Cool. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, Candace, next.
Next question comes from David. David, please state your question.
Yeah, hi, Joe. Hi, Lisa. How's it going?
Hey, David.
Great.
Good.
From Houston, Texas.
Wonderful.
Yeah, I just had an idea myself. I just wanted to share with the group. I usually also, like January, February, and March are also my slow periods.
Uh-huh.
So I tend to give, obviously, a discount, but now I like the idea better of the 200 square feet or less, whatever room, and anything else additional to that. But since people are thinking taxes, I give an additional incentive that whoever pays with greenbacks, actual cash money, I absorb the sales tax. So it initiates another 8.25. Here in Houston, it's 8.25.
Interesting.
8.25. And you'd be surprised how many people take me up on that. And so they pay me cash. So this way I know I've got greenbacks, so I don't have to worry about checks bouncing. But I've never, I think in all my 17 years of business, I've only had one check bounce. And then
knock on wood.
I know, right?
Wow.
And
well, that's a clever idea.
Yeah,
that's a great idea.
Yeah, not to pay the credit card fees either. So I just wanted to share that with the group.
No, no, thank you. Great idea.
Be good. So that's about
thank
it.
You.
All right, I'll take care.
Yeah,
thanks,
and call in tomorrow for the call-in day.
Oh, I definitely will.
Cool. Thank you. Okay, one more, Candace, or how many more do we have?
Looks like we have two more.
Two more, man. People wait till the last minute or something here.
Next question comes from Angela. Go ahead, Angela.
Hi, it's Angela Free.
Hey there. Another
Texan.
Another Texan. And
don't mess with Texas.
Mine is
Angela.
More of a, I'm sorry?
Don't mess with Texas.
That's right. Better than last time we made me sing some song. On.
Yeah, I know. We won't go there.
No, I just wanted to say, because I wanted to, more of a comment than a question, I wanted to say to Ron, and if there's anybody else out there even that that doesn't do carpet cleaning, I just wanted to let them know if anybody is in that situation and wants to give me a, you know, a personal email, that I have taken a lot of these, you know, the strategies, you know, the newsletter, the referral reward programs, and all those things, and kind of tweaked them to my personal business, and all of it's usable in a different area as long as you just find, you know, you can take the audit and use the principles from that and, you know, turn it into something that you can use. And I've done that with a lot of the tools, so I just wanted to put that out there. And if anybody, you know, thinks they could use that, I'd be happy to share any of that with everybody. So.
Would be the best way to communicate with you is post something on Piranha Central or email you directly?
Well, and I thought about that, but then I thought, you know, Piranha Central, it's, you know, I didn't want to kind of really bombard it with other industry topics, so I didn't know if that was, you know, something y'all wanted to do. But
hey, if you're willing to take the email, as long as people are respectful of it, I would say I'm all for it.
Yeah, if people just want to email me to my personal email, it's angela@angelafree.com. It's pretty easy. You know, if anybody has anything that they're doing in a, you know, in a different industry and would like to kind of know how I, you know, use these strategies and these tools and adjusted them to my business, it might be something they could use on an avenue of their own. So.
Awesome. Thank you.
Okay. Well,
thank you, Angie.
Well,
yeah.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Don't mess with Texas.
Right.
Talk to you later.
Okay, bye.
Final question comes from Annette. Annette, please state your question.
Oh, what's up with all these women at the very end?
I'll be real quick.
No, it's okay. Hey. Annette, we love you so much, we will talk to you for an hour, whatever works for you.
Oh, you're so sweet. actually, just a comment again, great call tonight. I wrote down some great ideas. One idea that I just wanted to share with everybody, because it's really, really, really inexpensive to do, is free publicity. So get out there and self-nominate yourself, or you might have some people that would be involved in nominations through chambers, through networking groups. We just were awarded our Excellence in Business at the end of October, and so far we've booked like $3,000 worth of work. There's $3,000 in the works starting for next year. It cost us absolutely nothing. There was coverage in the paper, on TV, and vice versa to that is when you see other people or professionals being recognized, send them a letter with a business card congratulating them. And you'd be surprised the work you get from that.
That is a superb multi-$1,000 idea right there.
So
all of it, all good stuff.
And the painter, Steve Nash, too, our builder in our group.
Uh-huh.
Maybe, I don't want to misspeak, but maybe Steve may, you know, again, and Angie was so kind to offer, like, outside of carpet cleaning, he, you know, there might be something there, too, that.
Mm-hmm.
Steve has been terrifically successful with some strategies.
Yeah, actually, that's true. I bet you Steve does have a lot of good stuff. So I guess,
I don't know.
I'll shoot an email off to Steve.
Steve may be on the line, and if he is, we can see him.
Hi, Steve. But he's just, you know, we've been speaking with him the last little bit, too, and he's just a tremendous guy.
And plus, he's got, you know, he's got plenty of time to be, you know.
Actually, he's busier than heck.
Nah, he's doing nothing. He's just twiddling his thumbs right now.
But I'm sure he's got some ideas for him.
No, great idea. No, I love the PR thing. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. And awesome stuff.
See you guys in January.
Yeah, we'll see you in January. So all of you that are coming to the Platinum meeting, you know, be ready. It's going to be the most incredible year ever. While the rest of the world is having some, recession and not figuring out what to do, people that are making the commitment to do what you're doing by being on these calls, being part of the coaching groups and Platinum, you're the ones that have a lot of advantages, and you should have those advantages because you're putting your time, your money, and your energy into building and growing your business. And so in the spirit of Thanksgiving, which is this week, I want to wish all of you, on behalf of myself, Lisa, everyone at Piranha, an absolutely wonderful Thanksgiving. Thank you for being members. We couldn't do what it is we do without all of you, and we very much appreciate all of you. I hope you watch the video that we put on Rich Cleaner blog. I'll do a follow-up to this one, and we'll post it up there. And then, Lisa, I'll leave the last words to you.
Well, I want to thank all our guests today on the call, Jeremy and Ron and Richard. Really appreciate you guys' contributions and your creativity and your positive energy and everything you guys are always doing to help your fellow members. You're awesome.
Thank you.
And I want to thank everybody who called in today and took part in the call and stuck with us over the time.
Yeah, over the time. And we're going to be doing the call-in day tomorrow. And what I'm going to do, are you done, Lisa? Because I'll unmute the line.
Yes, I'm done.
Okay, I'm going to unmute the line. If everyone could say good night and thank you to our guest, and we will talk to you tomorrow. So here we go. Okay, everyone, good night.
Good night, everybody.